Q94, Joe Mountain Rock, Gary Lee, and it is week 11. It's district football all across the area, and we're heading on into Oregon County to visit with Thayer Bobcat head coach Briar Hancock. And hey, coach, congratulations on last week's victory. And, you know, that, man, anytime you can win a district game, that is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, never playing clever and just a lot of what-ifs that week. They were, you know, extremely athletic. So watching them on film, had athletes all over the field. And, you know, our guys played extremely well.
Well, really good ball management, time management. You know, you guys had the football a lot.
Yeah, we did. And you know, if you were to watch that film or listen to that game, we couldn't help ourselves out in the first half. I want to say we had three turnovers. Just kind of just self-inflicted wounds and gave them opportunities to have short field. You know, our defense stepped up, and that's what you always want to see as a head coach is when, you know, offense really isn't rolling early, defense really stepping up and making those big plays for us. You know, after half, we kind of got the ball rolling a little bit offensively.
Now, are you seeing what's different this year coming from 1A to 2A? Anything? Is there or any little maybe subtle things that you've noticed that's different?
You know, in the regular season, you know, obviously not. But when we get to district play, you know, there's really, especially being in the district we're in, you know, there's no easy night. And you know, I don't know if you could say that in the years past, but because you know you always want to respect those opponents, but you know this district is a true gauntlet. You know, you got Houston, who was a number six, now playing Liberty for a chance to go play in that district championship, and you know, just like what I'm trying to get at is there's no easy week. So I think that would be the biggest difference.
Well, you've got the toughest task in Class 2, regardless the district. You get to head to Fairgrove to take on number one in the state, Fairgrove Eagles. And what are you seeing out of them on game film?
Yeah, you know, they're number one for a reason. You can look at all their scores and you know, and look at their roster and tell why. You know, they're extremely athletic. Offensive line, defensive line are both big, physical. You know, they're both big and physical up front. You know, the Lair kid, you know, plays all over the field for him offensively, whether at receiver or running back, extremely fast. You know, if you don't tackle and wrap him up, he's liable to take it to the house. And that's just something we have to try to limit defensively is those big plays. And you know, and you could go on and on. The Seeker kid at quarterback's a great athlete. You know, makes plays when it doesn't look like there's a play to be made. You know, just on and on about their athleticism. You know, for us tonight, I think the biggest thing is to continue what we have done the past 10 weeks, which is what you kind of referred to early, and that's, you know, clock management, you know, having those methodical drives offensively and keeping their offense off the field.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be key. And you know, limit the penalties and, you know, capitalize on turnovers and then don't turn the ball over yourself. I mean, it's cliche-ish, but, man, yeah. In a game like this, I mean, really, that's the nuts and bolts of it, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, football can be a simple game when you talk about that stuff. Keep the ball off the ground, you know, tackle people. The team that's going to tackle the best is usually in a good position to go out and win that game. And you know, aligning right and just doing all the little things right is going to be, you know, one of those big things for us tonight.
Well, and, you know, not to get into it, not to go into it, but might there be some Bobcat wrinkles offensively, defensively tonight that fans will go, now that's different?
You know, no. I'm going to be honest with you, no.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing that we watch on film is, and we were fortunate enough to see Clever play Fairgrove, and you know, they did some really good stuff in the first half offensively against, you know, their stout defense. So, I, you know, we trust our guys and we trust what we do as a you know, system offensively. And, mm-hmm. and you know, hopefully we can capitalize on some things that we see in film.
Well, and this is, you know, the time of year when you just got to look in each other's eyes and make a commitment, make a pledge that you're gonna beat your man. I'm not gonna worry I'm not gonna worry about the guy to the right of me or left. I'm gonna beat my man.
Yeah, and you know, our kids have. I don't like to use the term bought in, but you know, they understand what we want to do as a football team, and not just what we want to do as an offense or what we want to do as a defense. Those guys have really grown accustomed to wanting to go out and play four quarters of physical football, and you know, they trust the process of what we try to do offensively and defensively. So I think, you know, if you're that, you know, me as a head coach and say here's a brand new playbook and we want to do this, that, and the other, you know, what are we telling our kids there? You know what I mean? I think our kids have really bought into the fact that we are who we are, and it's week 11, and if, you know, our best is not enough, then it's not enough. But, you know, win or lose, I expect our guys to be ready to go out and play four quarters of physical football.
Again, head coach at there, Bobcats, Briar Hancock. Now, overall, health-wise, are you going to come into tonight's game ready to roll, healthy?
Well, we had a few guys, you know, throughout the season and really later on in the season go down and had some guys really step up and fill those roles. You know, we had a linebacker go down against Abe, but he's still not back. Hopefully, you know, in the next few weeks we get him back up and rolling. One of our receivers is out as well. So, you know, you hate to lose those guys, but we've had guys really come in and step in and want to go out and fill those roles.
Yeah, that's right. It's got to be the next man up. Again, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock, thanks for joining us. And, hey, let's have an all-SCA district championship game.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Right on. All right.
That'd be great.
Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
Yep. Thanks, Gary.
Again, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock, as they will be heading to Fairgrove to take on the Eagles. More rock and roll coming at you right after the break on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.